Once upon a time, upon an island in the middle of a lake, three public stewards joined forces to protect a small town's independence and start a podcast.
I'm Superintendent and Coroner Baby Smith Jones Johnson.
I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman.
I am Mayor Manny McDermott. And this is Y'all Come Back. Hello, comebackers, and welcome to another episode of This is Y'all Come Back. I am, of course, your mayor, Manny McDermott. And I am alone here. You all know how I feel about accountability. I do think I have to take the blame for this, for Gil and Baby's absence. I did tell them that today we would be doing IT phishing training, and I'm afraid that the nautical theme in the office might have given them the wrong idea. I imagine they're just at the lake or something, though now that I look outside, it looks very desolate. But we soldier on here at Town Hall, so hello, comebackers. I wanted to get straight into a fan request. I was excited to see that somebody was so engaged with the podcast that they wanted us to engage a really hot topic on the island, something that, you know, intersects with what the people want to hear, but what we as political figures need to discuss. And that fan request comes in from Al Moreno. Al asks, who on the island has the smelliest feet? Now, Al, this answer is somewhat complicated by the fact that as I look around out of our fifth floor view here, I might be the only person on the island. I usually see a bustling walking culture here, but it's just me. So by default, my feet might be the smelliest. But if I was to take this question seriously, I think that I would have to go with Deborah Bryant. I hope she doesn't mind me saying that. But as everyone knows, Deborah Bryant, one of the foremost pig farmers in town. And, I spoke with Deborah just the other day, and she insists on farming barefoot. She says it gets her closer to the soil, closer to the earth, and makes her feel like she has hooves, like her pig. But, you know, she is stepping in. Everything they're stepping in. So we smell what you're stepping in, Deborah, and it's disgusting. But the pork is great. Oh God, the phone. Okay. I've never really had to do this. I'm gonna assume I. Hello. This is Mayor Manny from Town Hall. I hope this isn't an emergency, but if it is, please tell me, and I will do my best to help you. And if it's not, what's on your mind today?
Manny.
Baby!
Why do you sound so excited? Why are you at Town Hall?
Well, it's a Tuesday, baby. We're always here during the week. It's my job.
Well, yeah, Manny, it's Tuesday of summer skip.
Of the what?
Summer skip, Manny. It's a local holiday. Everyone leaves town, at least for a day, and tries something new. Anyways, Manny, while I have you on the phone, I'm only calling into Town Hall to check in on my collection of porcelain dolls that I keep over at my desk. I guess you'll do, though. How are they?
Well, I see that you have arranged them in a standing circle. They're all facing the center of your desk, where there is just a small piece of paper that seems to have an eternal flame. So I hope that's what you're expecting.
Yep, everything sounds normal to me.
Baby,
I guess I'll let you
know. No, baby, wait. Who did you expect to answer the phone?
My dolls.
Oh, God. Well, suddenly I wish I was alone here. Okay. Baby, maybe you could tell me a little bit more about what this is. I summer skip, it's not something I've ever heard of. It does explain why I waited at the bank teller for 45 minutes this morning. I just thought they were running behind. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. The The phone is somehow ringing while I'm talking to you. I didn't realize we had call waiting. I don't think I paid for that.
That's because I'm patching Gil in. Intimate conversations with you give me the heebie-jeebies.
Ouch. Okay. What do I press? I don't know how. Are you patching him in? Do I need to press something? I'm just going to hit all the buttons I can.
Gil, Manny is mucking it up just like you said he would.
Hello, this is Gil Gilman speaking, Fire Chief and Historian. Gil Gilman's phone. If this is an emergency, you called the wrong number. I'm sorry. This is my personal phone. I can't do anything about emergencies.
Gil, I didn't call you. Your baby just patched you in.
That's still how I answer my phone, even if I'm calling someone else.
Have you never called on a personal call before, Manny?
Manny is one of those younger folks. He likes to send voice messages. He's contacted me, it's been in a voice message.
Gil, that's not because I'm young, it's because I can't spell.
I mean, that doesn't explain why you don't just call me, but, you know.
It's best if it's a one-sided conversation. But, Gil, to the opposite point, I'm really excited to hear your voice. It's been a while. Now that I have a historian back in my life who can maybe help me out, where is this summer skip holiday, as Baby put it?
Oh, yeah, summer skip. Yeah, I'm out of town.
I noticed.
Right now, too.
I'm on the town hall phone, Gil. That's what this is. I'm recording the podcast.
I got patched into it. Huh. Oh, the podcast, yeah.
Yes.
You're still doing that.
We record it every week. I even brought you all donuts this morning.
Well, we can't eat them because we're not there.
Well, luckily the dolls have taken half a dozen to themselves.
Manny, my dolls are gluten-free.
Oh. That does explain what's transpiring over there. It's messy. I hope you don't care about the stuff on your desk. Okay, well, anyway, Gil, where does this holiday come from? I'm obviously out of the loop.
Summer skip has been around for quite a while. It's actually something I was introduced to as early as I could remember. You see, I think a lot of comebackers really value the chance to learn something new, and you know, there's only so much you can learn on Y'all Come Back. That's something that we always say. You know, you can live here all your life and not learn a single other thing. So sometimes you got to get out and learn something new from other folks. And so, at least from my understanding, Summer Skip was created to get people to go out, experience something new, see if they can learn something else, and bring it back to the island and share it with other people.
I have, in some circles on the island, we also tell the story of Hattie Goodberry, a young Amish girl who came to Y'all Come Back for Rumspringa, and everyone on the island was so influenced and inspired by that concept of just getting away from the decorum and the strictures of everyday life that, well, we adopted it for our own, without any of the religious undertones.
Though it was particularly strange in Patty's circumstance, it's my understanding that the entire island actually left for a week and joined in various Amish communities, really without planning. No one really discussed this with each other. They just happened to go to different Amish communities, raise barns, churn butter. Some of them didn't return, really found the lifestyle sort of to meet their needs. But after that, they sort of, you know, divested from that and started exploring other things, you know. Some went to historic places, some went to see sort of like where their ancestors come from, and some of them just went to sort of various roadside oddities, including the largest balls of yarn. That one's been particularly popular. A lot of people go and visit the largest ball of yarn.
Okay. Well, the Amish story is definitely giving me pause, Gil, because as you know, we are still in a very slow but steady build toward the population threshold we need to reach. So a day where everyone leaves and considers what it might be like to be outside of our border feels dangerous in this climate that we're in.
Well, certainly so. I think that's a danger we have to live with, but I think that's also an appeal of the island. You know, there's something to be said for, too, that comebackers will go out and meet new people and perhaps show them the beauties and teach them something about our lifestyle. and then they in turn will move back to the island. I mean, that's actually, Manny, I don't know if you know that, but when Baby and I first went to Flights of the Round Table, Arthurian Dinner Theater, and Microbrewery, that was on a summer skip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that does give me hope then that if you all are out there, that you must be somewhere cultured, worldly. You're probably out there learning. So, Gil, Baby, where are you right now?
Oh, well, I am in Peraldo, Italy, with my mother, a town that unrelatedly is famous for its history of witchcraft. We're here visiting some of my mom's old friends.
That's wonderful. I was always under the impression that Agatha, there at some point she had told me that she had difficulty crossing bodies of water, and so I thought that maybe that would be difficult for her to get off the island. She always carried that urn around with her. Does she have it with her still?
Oh yeah. Well, see, it's just running bodies of water that are sort of between two pieces of land. It just really gives her pause. She does not like running water for some reason. But yep, she's got the urn, and she's even got her giant pestle that she likes to whack me with when I get out of line.
Well, it wouldn't be a summer skip without it.
Gil, where are you?
Oh, well, yeah, Manny, I've actually taken a little bit more leave than just the normal day summer skip. I don't know if you've noticed, but
We've noticed, Gil. Just this morning, I woke up to an email from the fire department, which I didn't even know they could send emails. As you know, their hands are not fully operational. And I had, I don't know what it said, but I know that it's probably urgent.
Yeah, I can imagine that was urgent. I'm really not checking that email either. It could have said anything. I had a joke here that I was going to say that had something to do with their inability to send emails, but it's really no time for laughter. In fact, something that I've been experiencing on my trip is, in some forms, redemption, I guess, is perhaps a major theme of what's been going on where I am the past couple of weeks, but also loss. I've experienced some of that as well.
Speaking of loss, we're going to take a financial loss if we don't get a commercial. So maybe you could tell this story on the other side of the commercial break.
Oh, yeah, commercial. Yeah, sorry, Manny, you were cutting out there for a bit. Yeah, I think it's a great idea to take a commercial now.
In a world with many podcasts, pilfering dungeons and slaying dragons, there is one where heroes come in many shapes and sizes. Small and large, guests and regulars. Their challenges vary from world to world as it touches many realms. From a world reaching the breaking point, to another where adventurers find the attitude to claim the power inside and save the day. To yet another where fiction has breached the walls of reality. Dungeons and Pop is a tabletop variety podcast which showcases pop culture in formats both in-game and out, as we strive to not be your typical D&D. We utilize a number of third-party supplements and homebrews, such as Lasers and Liches for D&D. We release alternating arcs and segments every Wednesday morning and can be found at dungeonsandpop.podbean.com and on the Cast Junkie Discord server.
Hello, comebackers. Welcome back to This Is Y'all Come Back. I am all alone except for Baby's growing cadre of dolls who have recruited new members since we started the commercial break. Gil,
don't make eye contact with them, Manny.
Am I not supposed to?
And don't let them get anywhere near my rushing nesting dolls. There are too many of them. That'll be more than a cadre. I'd say, yeah, that'd be something in a small village, really.
And no matter how sweetly they start singing to you, do not feed them raw meat.
Certainly not after midnight.
This is all very good advice, and I will do my best, but they do look very hungry and very cute. Well, Gil...
Also, Manny, try not to stay at Town Hall after midnight. That's a lot of overtime, and we don't have...
Well, there is a lot of work to do, because I'm alone here. But anyway, Gil, I do miss you. I did not realize how much work you were doing until it was mine and Baby's responsibility, and Baby kept taking your easier tasks, such as watering the plants. They're dead. Sorry about that. But Gil, I am curious to know, where have you been? What journey have you been on?
You know, I'm happy to explain that. I'm curious to know who took over the trampoline maintenance. That was one of my more important tasks. Mm. I left that one specific tape there for y'all to listen to. It was in your mailbox, Manny. Did you listen to that?
I did see that was labeled specifically for Manny and no one else, so I did take it out of Manny's mailbox and listen to it for myself. I had every intention of telling Manny about the task that you gave him, but then I saw a butterfly kill a child.
Oh my
god. That's terrible news. That's terrible news, Baby. But totally understandable why you would stop listening to a tape and sort of respond to that as quickly as possible. Hopefully you were able to save the child from the butterfly. But also, hopefully someone got to that trampoline maintenance because, it's supposed to happen every 10 years. Those trampolines are in desperate need of maintenance.
Oh.
I will take full responsibility for Manny not maintaining those trampolines.
I did get a call this morning that Reuben Williamson took a huge tumble on the town trampoline.
Did he miss his summer skip because of a trampoline? I mean, I know he lives there right next to Wellsbury Park, and Wellsbury Park, of course, is covered in trampolines,
right?
Instead of grass.
I think he had to be helicoptered out. So he's skipping. He's not here.
Does that mean Deborah Bryant also?
I know that his dream, he always talks about how much he's always wanted to be in a helicopter.
But that is unfortunate because that also probably means that Deborah also wasn't able to take her summer skip because she runs the helicopter. So Manny, you're just telling me that there are a lot of people who have not been able to take their summer skip because of things that Town Hall has not done that they were supposed to do.
Well, Gil, we could focus on the negatives like that, or we couldn't. So maybe we should just talk about what's been going on with you. You were talking about love and loss.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. Well, and I think the third one was redemption. And,
right, yeah.
Well, you know, it pains me to say this, but I take a lot of responsibility in the sugar shortage that we've been experiencing on the island. And
as you should.
I really couldn't live with myself knowing that I was responsible for that. So I did what any fire chief and historian would do, and I left town and became an itinerant farmer. And I've been working on a sugarcane plantation where I have been working for the past several weeks, and all of my wages have gone specifically to refined sugar. So at this point, I have a couple tons that I'm going to be bringing back with me.
Wow.
We've been working really hard. I day and night, I really haven't slept. And my only reprieve really has been, my friend, Louis Giraldo, has been having a hard time. He and I have been, sort of sharing wisdom with one another, and also, we've been competing for the affections of the farmer's daughter here. And I guess that's where the love comes in.
Gil, Manny, Gil and I did speak before this conversation. Gil, I think you are leaving out the very last aspect of you going missing, along with redemption and love and loss, and that is the revenge that you enacted.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, the revenge, of course. Yeah, that's what I was going to say as well. I guess it's really a revenge on more of a special, I believe that's the correct term, scale. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, Manny, but there's a sugarcane pest. It's called the sweet fly, and they will decimate a crop. And in fact, this isn't the first time that I've caused a sort of a sugar shortage on the island and had to become an itinerant farmer for a couple of weeks to sort of bring back or lower the prices of sweeteners. And in the past, that was took a much longer time because of an infestation of these sweet flies. And so this time, when I saw them coming in, I took it upon my own to make sure that they would not destroy the crop. Fortunately, I did have a Chinese flamethrower with me, which I use sort of unendingly from dusk until dawn. It almost looked as if the sun had never set because I was just burning these flies down out of the air.
And, you know, I'm surprised that I didn't think that this was a possibility. I did mention it to your father, and he said, "No, never again." And he sort of stared off into the sunset as a single tear rolled down his eye. So, Gil, I had no idea that you were out decimating the sugar flies again.
Well, they decimated, I suppose, is the correct term now. I believe they are extinct. I expect that there will never be another sweet fly again.
Wow, that's hard to render an insect extinct. Gil, you must be so tired.
Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, there's been a lot of things going on, you know. It's between the stuff with my friend and the farmer's daughter and the thing that I mentioned earlier underneath what Baby was saying. And, of course, the extinction of the sweet fly, yeah. And not to mention just my normal farm handwork that I needed to do to graze the crop and harvest it and refine it as well. I'm part of the refining process.
Isn't it inspiring, Manny, when you put your mind to it and you get your daily tasks done and accomplished?
Baby, you came in here yesterday and had someone doing a pedicure on you at your desk.
Well, Manny, did you see my to-do list yesterday? That was number one, and it was very important.
I'm imagining it was Johnny McGuire. This is something that he
did. It was.
Yeah, okay, so that's great. I'm glad
he was really financially struggling, and I hired him to do that pedicure and helped feed his family for that day, Manny.
Okay, I stand corrected. Gil, I guess the last question I have, it feels like you're bearing the lead. You keep mentioning a farmer's daughter. Are we going to be introduced? Is this love requited?
It's a complicated process, I would say, to win the love of another, especially when you're one of your best friends that you've known for the past 2 weeks is also competing for that love. I think the short answer is that I'm not sure that there is a future there for me and her. Wendy is her name. And Wendy is her name, or rather, I guess I should say Mrs. Geraldo, as they are getting married. Actually, that is sort of the last leg of my summer skip. I'm meant to be sort of the begrudging best man at this wedding that's happening.
Oh.
Actually, I'm standing here at the altar right now. They're waiting on me to finish this call so that they can proceed with the wedding. And then sort of afterwards, I don't think they wish to do so, frankly, but they're nodding. They're displeased with what I'm doing here. But I think they're also pleased with sort of the work that I've done on the sugar plantation, right? You know, I've done a lot. It's a lot of sugar. They're nodding as this as well. And I killed all those flies. I mean, they're extinct now. They're nodding vigorously.
Manny, I am curious, since you really royally bunged up this year's summer skip day for yourself, I'm curious, hypothetically, what you would have done today.
Well, that's a great question, Baby. I suppose I could have visited some of my circus family off the island. I've always wanted to go see a Broadway show, or I don't know. I've never really thought about it. I just think about work every day. I don't really have much of a life outside of that and my goofy movie performance. I will say, Gil, speaking of a lot going on, me and Baby did create a list of things we thought that you should be, briefed on once you return. So maybe you should just hear a few of them now, because some of them are quite pressing. I will go first. We did get a report from your fire department colleagues a few days ago that a giant salamander has been sighted outside of the Shadowlands carrying two men with wooden boots. That was the only report we had at the time. But it does raise concerns. I know beachgoers have been warned about getting into the water. And Baby, you had, well...
Oh, yeah, Gil. I have been having to eat my tuna fish salad sandwiches with the crust on them, and you know how much I hate that, and you know how I only like them when you cut the crust off. So I haven't been eating lunch the entire time that you've been gone.
Yeah, both of those things are pretty easily solved, fellas. The same way I've been aware of the giant salamander, and I've been feeding him the crust of Baby sandwiches in order to stave off his thirst for human blood. And so, yeah, that's an easy fix. I'll make sure to take care of it right when I get back with my several tons of sugar.
But what about me sandies?
Yeah, I'll cut those for you and feed them to you myself.
Yay!
Well, very, very good. I will say things are getting very dicey here. The dolls seem to be performing a seance. Lots of things in the room are rising. I think that I was not expected to be here today, and the spiritual energy has shifted drastically. So if you all don't mind, I might work from home for the rest of the day. Obviously. I should not be here. Get off of me. Stop it. That's my ankle. Stop it. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Manny, please tell them that I love them and that chaos reigns.
And also, please tell them that sound means it's time for time, weather, and community announcements, Manny. It is the first Tuesday of summer skip. And regardless of where you are, it can't be anything else but a wonderful day to get out of town. And community announcements. Local access station YLCB-TV would like to issue an apology for the last week's broadcasts. For those that didn't tune in, the station has been commandeered by a group of local teens performing a retelling of Medea, taking place in a post-apocalyptic world controlled by eels. Local officials called the performance highly illegal and lacking inspiration.
Queer Eye star and chef Anthony Porovsky will be visiting Yolcombek Community College for their Pride Month series of special workshops. You can attend his Master Chef workshop, How to Peel a Banana in a Crop Top, this Saturday at noon.
Tune in to FX this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to catch Mayor Manny McDermott's cameo appearance in the new season of the hit horror anthology, American Horror Story, Twinks Over 30. Manny will appear as Pass Around Party Bottom number 12.
The Beachside Park Beatles took down the Dolphin Road Walking Sticks in last week's match with an impressive 24-2 win. If you are interested in tickets to the upcoming Insect Gladiatorial Playoffs, get your tickets soon, as seats are nearly sold out.
The amphitheater at Lloydsbury Park will once again hold its annual Father's Day Field of Dreams drive-in for dads. Come by and play catch in the field with your favorite fatherly figure, or choke on a hot dog to engage the care of a ghost medic. All dads, single moms, gunkles, coaches, penguins, and attentive artificial intelligence are encouraged to attend.
Yolcombek's own superintendent and coroner, Baby Smith Jones Johnson, invites you to attend his back alley knife fight with local orchard owner, baker, and kleptomaniac, Gail Tenenbaum. Proceeds from the duel, which Tenenbaum says Baby's children's store mannequin-looking ass has been asking for, will benefit comebackers against acts of vengeful violence.
And if any of those sound like the kind of community you'd love to skip out on and then return to with love, this is Yolcombek.
The This Is Y'all Come Back is an improvised podcast performed by Corey Collins, Josiah Knight, and Cameron Lindsay. Music written and performed by Caleb Ritchie. Check out his music at Caleb Ritchie Music on Facebook. Our cover art was done by Pip Lloyd. You can find Pip and their work on Twitter with the username @_protopip. Eager for more This Is Y'all Come Back, or have a community announcement that you'd like to be read on the show? Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Y'all Come Back Pod on Twitter and at This Is Y'all Come Back on Instagram. Our email is yallcomebackpodcast@gmail.com. That's yallcomebackpodcast@gmail.com. If you really want to support This Is Y'all Come Back, you can support us on Patreon, where we're always eager to hear your suggestions for new content and ways that we can engage with our listeners. If you like what you heard here, please hit subscribe so we can get the newest episode in your feed every week. And while you're at it, leave a 5-star review. Finally, share the show with your friends. Just like the people of Y'all Come Back, we're looking to grow, and we would love to welcome more folks into our community. Thanks for listening.